So my name is Norman Lam, and I will talk about a summer project I've done with Professor Ha this summer. So here we have the incorporation of AMP molecules, or antimicrobial peptides, into a lipid membrane. And because of how they're incorporated, they can weaken the membrane integrity, and eventually create holes in the membrane and stuff. So as you can see here, we have an E. coli, and you can see what happens when we treat it with AMP. It becomes leaky, basically. So that's what we want to model, how this AMP works on membranes. But before we talk about this, let me give you a bit of context. So AMP, or antimicrobial peptides, is a potent broad-spectrum defensive mechanism against a lot of microbes, such as bacteria and viruses and fungi. And they found vastly in human bodies and animals and plants and other stuff. So it's a really important peptide. Here we have the membrane of E. coli, which is typical for many bacteria. We have a double bilayer membrane here. We take notice on the outermost layer of it, which we would base our model on. This membrane has a lot of LPS molecules, which is lipopolysaccharides. The thing we use about LPS is that they have a bunch of negative charges, and these negative charges would play a role in how AMP works. So here we have, what is known experimentally about AMP and LPS is that LPS is generally stabilized by magnesium ions. But when AMP is introduced, they would displace the magnesium ions, and this weaken the membrane's stabilization. And when the membrane is weak enough, we could have the AMP could penetrate into the membrane and reach the inner membrane, and they could form holes and stuff. And this has been known experimentally, but we don't have a quantitative model so far. So that's what our goal is. Right now, we're just focusing on the first step of the process, which is how AMP replaces magnesium ions and weaken the membrane integrity. We won't go too much into the model, but one thing to note is that in our model, we have a rather rigorous treatment of the electrostatic interactions in transverse and lateral terms and stuff, but I won't go too much into the details. Inside, we have the results here. Here we show the commutative binding between AMP and magnesium ions. As you can see here, when we increase the AMP, when we increase the magnesium ion concentration in bulk, the AMP's occupancy at the surface would be reduced, as these dot blank lines show. And the same goes for when we increase the AMP concentration. We would have lower and lower magnesium ion concentrations as we increase AMP concentration. So this is a quantitative calculation of what we just talked about before, how AMP would displace magnesium ions at the surface membranes. But I guess it's more interesting to talk about delta pi, which is excess lateral pressure. The thing about this is, I won't talk too much into the definition of it, but what it means is when it's negative, which we have it here at the high magnesium range, we have a tight membrane. And that's related to the fact that magnesium ions would bridge between these different molecules, LPS molecules, and they would turn the repulsion between the negative charges into attractions. On the other hand, when we have a positive AMP value, which is achieved when we have low magnesium ion concentration, then we would instead have a loosened membrane. And that's related to the fact that the AMP would reverse this tightening effect of the magnesium ions. Okay, we can do the same thing for AMP, to plot delta pi versus AMP. Again, a higher AMP value relates to a higher delta pi value, and which corresponds to the fact that the membrane is looser and looser, or has less membrane integrity. So we have future work here. There's something we want to keep working on that. For instance, there's some details in the membrane that we haven't covered right now. This is some saccharide chains in that would lie on the membrane, and they would interact with the binding of the problem. But we haven't included yet. We also want to introduce what would happen next in the model. How would the AMP penetrate into membrane and the other steps as how to form holes and stuff.
Thank you, Norman.